Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about the things that lift us and make us feel better. And, of course, I've got an incredible show today. I've got some of my favorite guests on. And of course, I love talking to people and really hearing their story and seeing how we can help our listeners out there. One, I wanted to say thank you so much for being here, and I know that you have lots of choices out there, so thank you so much for spending your time with us here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. All you have to do to get in touch with me is to leave us your name, your number, and your email. And I want to just say congratulations to a couple of our winners last week. Michelle and her guests are going to be going to the Reagan Library, and Anita and all her friends are going to go be seeing Denise Carter, and I hope that they had a great time. I do have some more giveaways, and let's just start off with Ventura Music Festival. It's their 27th season, and I've got a pair of tickets that I'd love to get in somebody's hands, so call now. 419-0008. And also, I would love to see, I'm going to give away a Zoom discovery call with myself. I'm doing some coaching, and really, let's get your message magic so that you can monetize with it. Call right now, 419-0008. Let's jump on a call together, and let's discover all the things that you have to give the world. With that, of course, I always start my show with something uplifting, and today's is be stubborn about your goals and flexible about your methods. Our world is so crazy right now. We go from one thing to the next thing, and I just wanted to talk for a minute about what's going on in our world. And prayers go out to Ukraine. We need lots of positive thoughts, and I just want to ask you how you're doing, how your kids are doing. What are you telling your kids? I think the biggest thing that I want to say, and I want to, in fact, welcome my first guest on, Todd Patkin. Todd, briefly, I just want to include you in this because we're going to be talking a little bit about more making happiness and your 12-week course. But, you know, we've all been through these hard times before, and we will make it. But sometimes it just makes us so anxious throughout everything. Todd, what's your thought on it?
Well, today I really want to talk about the number one thing that I think you can do today. It will take some time to accomplish it that can make you happier. And that's your negative self-talk, Kim. The number one thing that really affects us day to day is the way we talk to ourselves. And the sad part is that most of us speak to ourselves every day much worse than we would ever speak to even our biggest or worst enemy. We say things to ourselves like, I can't believe how stupid I am. I can't believe how fat I am. I can't believe how ugly I am. If you're a parent, I must be the world's worst parent. And this affects you emotionally. It affects how you go about your day. It also, believe it or not, affects you on a biological level. Studies have shown that your cells, when you're talking nice to yourselves, actually move more rapidly than when you're talking mean to yourself. And wow. I feel like one of the biggest problems in America is it's almost like as we've grown older, we've gotten these contact lenses. Again, this is just an analogy, but contact lenses have been put on our eyes that only allow us to look at the bad things that happen to us and the things that we don't do right, as opposed to all the things that we do right. Because in a typical day, you do 100 things right. You get up in the morning, you brush your teeth right, you drive to work right, you do everything right. You may just say one little thing to a coworker or to a friend that you could have said differently. What are you thinking about that night? All the things you did right or that one thing you did wrong? We're all thinking about the one thing we do wrong, and then the next day we do the same thing. That's how I think most of us live.
That is so true, Todd, and I'm so excited to have you joining us here. And, of course, for all of our listeners that are just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, my first guest, Todd Pakian, he is an author of Finding Happiness. He is a TEDx speaker from Mindstream Academy about feeling good about you. He has experienced his own struggles, and now Todd is giving back to help our world when we need it most. And, of course, we're going to be talking about the 12-week course to happiness. And today you are lucky to be here because this is our first week and we're going to get started. And I want you all to follow this all the way through. If for any reason you miss any of this, you can jump over to Todd's YouTube channel. And I will actually have a link with it in my newsletter. And I hope that you are all getting my newsletter. And if you're not, call up right now, 419-0008, and just give us your email, and you'll get one every Friday. Also, jump onto our social, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those places. We will have it posted there. But this is what it is. It's really just finding how to really love you and how to find your own happiness. Todd has been out here. He's from Boston. He flew out here and did a book signing with me several years ago, and I am grateful to have him back in our lives and in our show right now. Todd, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So talk to us. You know, believing in how we are and how we talk to ourselves and how we see ourselves, can you give us an example of what that means and kind of just walk us through what your course is all about?
Well, I think one of the best examples, and I believe I may have given a hint to it the last time I was on your show, but I think it's a real good example. And I ask people to close their eyes. Obviously, if they're driving, they shouldn't do this. But if you do close your eyes and you envision your friend, and your friend is alone in your friend's own home, in their living room, and they're very, very upset and they're crying. You drive up to their house, you come in the front door, you come over, you sit next to them, and you say, why are you so upset? Again, you are now with your best friend. And your best friend says, I'm so upset because last night I went to my parents' house for dinner, and I was having such an amazing night with my cousins. We were all joking around and having a good time. But I said something publicly at the dinner table, and boy, did it upset my brother. And the rest of the night, he wouldn't speak to me, and he told me he's never going to speak to me again. I feel awful. I can't believe I did it. He's never going to talk to me again. And the person is really ruminating about this. If you're their friend, what would you do? And I think if you were their friend, you'd say, listen, give your brother a call. He's your brother. He's family. Make it right. If you're not ready to do that, your brother's certainly going to be good with you at some point in the future. You've had problems like this in the past. And you know what? Let's go out, grab an ice cream, grab a beer. Let's, you know, get your mind off it. That's how I think you would treat a friend. But conversely, now close your eyes again. Let's say it's you in the living room of your own home. You're the person who went to the dinner party with your parents. You had the great conversations with your cousin, but you are the one who made that comment about your brother. Your brother's not speaking to you. You're in the living room. You're feeling awful. He's never going to talk to me again. My whole world is a disaster. Now, you are going to talk to yourself. What do you say to yourself? You probably say, you know, you did it 10 years ago to your brother, 4 years ago to your brother. You're not only a bad person, you're the worst person. And of course, he's never going to speak to you again. And you make yourself absolutely miserable. So my point is that most of us treat ourselves a lot worse than we would ever treat our best friend. And
Agreed.
We need to become our own best friends.
And how do we do that?
Well, in terms of the negative self-talk, it's very important that you realize that you're not going to change it in an instant. This is something that you have wired your brain. Let's say you're 40 years old. For 40 years, you've wired your brain to say, whenever I do something dumb, beat the hell out of myself, tell me myself that how stupid I am and make myself feel awful. That's the program that you're running, like a computer program in your brain. And whenever I do something good, ignore it. What we want to do is change that. We want to start celebrating our successes and ignoring some of our failures and realizing that they're normal. We're all human beings. So first off, we just want to catch it. Just like if you were a smoker, many times they'll tell you the first step is just catch it when you're bringing your hand to your mouth with a cigarette. You may not be able to stop it immediately, but catching it's the first goal. So that's what I want everyone to do this week. Catch it when you start to be mean to yourself. Just catch it. And when you do something good this week, I want you to give yourself a high five. So if you're good with the kids this week, if you're a parent, high five. If you're good at work, high five. I want you to start celebrating when things go well, not ignoring it like we usually do, and minimizing it when things don't go well, as opposed to what we usually do is maximizing and make ourselves feel awful.
Todd, why do you think we treat ourselves so badly?
You know, I have a theory, and I think it's a kind of an exciting theory because I think if people catch on to it and agree with it, it explains everything. Most of us have heard of the American success story. I know when I was growing up, I was told the American success story is about the immigrant families that come to America, and after maybe two or three generations, they become wealthy and successful. The other thing I heard with the American success story is that every generation should be more successful than the last. And those are wonderful goals. But there is a real downside to the American success story. And I'll take just a few minutes to explain what happened in my family. My grandpa Ruby came over from Lithuania. He came over when he was 12 years old with his brother and they had nothing. And Ruby really wanted to be successful. And Ruby worked tirelessly, started sweeping floors, and then he sold, got into a car wash, and eventually he had one of the largest car dealerships in Massachusetts. So he was very successful. But I know that when Ruby started out, he would look at everything that he did wrong in a day and make a list, and he'd be determined not to do those same things the next day. He wouldn't look at what he did well because then he'd take a break and party. He would only look at what he did wrong to improve it the next day. And if you asked him, why are you willing to work so hard and just look at what you do wrong, I think he'd say, so my son can be happy and his kids can be happy and so forth. But we're not happy because we all learn from our parents. So my dad learned from Ruby, just look at what you do wrong. Don't look at what you do right. And I learned from my dad, just look at what you do wrong. Don't look at what you do right. And this is what we're doing in America. Everybody just looks at what they do wrong and not what they do right. Now, I have two questions for you. If you just look at what you do wrong and improve upon it and not look at what you do right, are you more successful? The answer is, of course you are. Well, if you're just looking at what you do wrong and improving upon it, you will be more successful. But in terms of happiness, if you're just looking at what you do wrong and constantly, day after day, will you be happier? And the answer is, of course not. So we're becoming more successful and we're becoming a lot less happy.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting. But, you know, I think that so many of us don't count our blessings, don't look at our goals, don't take notice of how far we've come so far. We're just on to what's next, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, one of my weeks is on gratitude and appreciating what you have instead of always looking at what you don't have. You know, look at America and what's going on in Ukraine. I mean, we should be so grateful for what we have right now, and people still wake up today miserable because they don't have the next model car that they'd like.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And so when you wake up in the morning, and, you know, I just want to share, you had your struggles that you went through, correct?
Hey, growing up, I was very anxious. I was bullied. I had homesickness. I moved on to depression, anxiety. I had two breakdowns. I was suicidal during both breakdowns. That's why I needed to come up with a 12-week program to help me get happy.
And so you basically found your own happiness, and now you're the author of this incredible book, And then now you're giving back to the world to help other people in this time that is probably the most anxious time, at least of my life, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why I came back out of hiding, to be honest with you. I had traveled 2013, my 12-week program across the country, helped a lot of people. I got off track, as I shared with you, the last 4 or 5 years. I haven't really done much. Everybody can get off track. And I met a woman who's in charge of a huge mental health clinic in New York. I showed her my books. She called me up. She said that I needed to get off my butt because I can help so many people with the 12-week program, especially due to COVID. So that's what I'm trying to do now. It's all free. That's one of the big bonuses. Everything's free. And as you mentioned, they go to YouTube, Finding Happiness with Todd. Just YouTube, Finding Happiness with Todd. You get the 12-week program for free.
You know, I was just on the TEDx Mindstream and was listening to you on there. That was an incredible speech. Talk to us a little bit about that, finding good about you.
Well, what I did with the TEDx is I just really gave my whole bio growing up and the struggles I had, how I felt during the breakdown, how I came out of the breakdown, talked a lot about the American success story and how, as I just explained it to you, that I think it's the reason why we just look at what we do wrong. You know, another thing that I did a study, Kim. I went around the country and I asked parents, I said, if you had a choice, your son or daughter could be very, very, very successful. You would be proud of them. They'd be in the newspapers. You could brag about them at church or temple. They were successful, but they had depression. They had anxiety. They really did struggle with happiness. Or you could have a child who really wasn't that successful. Maybe they were the coach at the local high school basketball team. Maybe they were the gym teacher. Nothing against that, but certainly not the same notoriety. But they were the happiest people in the world. Would you prefer your kid to be very successful so you could brag about him, but not that happy? Or someone who was not that successful, but very happy. And they said, hey, I want the success. I was successful. I struggled with some depression and anxiety. That's America. I want my kid to be successful. So it's broken. Everything's broken here. It's all
about
success.
Wow. That's happy. Interesting feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I know my mom would say that.
You thought what? Your mom would say that?
I'm sure when I was growing up, my mom would say, look, I've had depression. I've had anxiety. He can have some,
right,
too. I expect him to be successful.
Really? Wow. So let me ask you this. You have a son. What's your thought?
Well, I always wanted him to be happy. I was blessed because he is very successful. But certainly I would hope that I would prefer him to have a wonderful, happy life doing what he dreamed to be, even if most neighbors would think that he wasn't successful, rather than very, very rich with no friends or, you know, very unhappy. So, yeah, I certainly would go happy over success.
Okay.
But America's not like that. America's not like that.
Well, we should do a little survey on our Facebook group and ask people. I mean, that's really, you know, I think, does success come with happiness? Because, you know, I was taught it's lonely at the top. And when I said that to one of my sons, he's like, what do you mean, Mom? That's so negative. That's what my dad told me. You know,
it's lonely at the top because most people at the top have convinced themselves of something called the quality time myth. They want to work all the time. They're addicted.
Right.
People at the top are addicted to work. They're addicted to success. I was there. And so they made up this myth that they only need to give quality time, a couple hours a week to their friends, family. And so that's all they do. They're very rarely with friends and family. They're always with coworkers. And, yeah, it's lonely at the top.
There you go. So let me ask you, after you talked about being discouraged, and please tell our listeners where they can go for more of to watch this on YouTube.
Oh, if they want to see my YouTube, you just go to my website, which is simply my name, Todd, T-O-D-D, Patkin, P-A-T-K-I-N .com, toddpatkin.com. And However, if you want to watch the 12-week program to happiness, which is free, you go to YouTube and you punch in Finding Happiness with Todd.
Okay, so there's so many ways to find you. So let me ask you, and you're going to be coming back for 12 weeks with me here. Every week we're going to be talking about another tip of what you can do to really find happiness and to love yourself. Really, that's really the bottom line, is loving who you are, loving what you represent in this world, correct?
Somebody asked me the other night, they said, Todd, what's the number one key to happiness? I said, learning to love yourself just because you were born.
And you are. We are all gifts. We are all gifts. And, you know, you see people, my dad used to tell me, you see people with, you know, no feet. And you have to be grateful that you have feet, that you have shoes, that you have socks, whatever it is. And I think we need to go back. For me, this is what COVID did. It paused me for a moment to just really take, you know, just take notice of life. So I think that we are at that place now. People aren't going to offices anymore. They're staying at home, a lot of them. A lot of people are, you know, I mean, we're slowly going back to work. But even still, it's just, it's like they notice life instead of our 24/7, 100% going. Do you agree?
It's, yeah, I mean, people get, it's very easy just to work all the time.
And get off track.
Someone who's busy all the time. They're trying to avoid really looking at their own personal feelings. People who are always busy, 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 busy. So that's easy. It's easy to work all the time. And if you're good at what your job, you're going to get plenty of pats on the back and feel good about yourself. But it's when you step outside of yourself and say, I really want to make sure my kids are great. Or I want to make sure I have a really solid marriage. Most of the marriages that are broken are because the two people aren't putting enough time and effort into the marriage. They're just focused, like you said, on their job or on other things. Anything that you don't focus on, you know, eventually it dies. It's like a plant.
That's
you need to water it, show it love, or it dies. So absolutely.
There you go. Todd Packin, always a pleasure. I can't wait to hear the second week. And again, if you've missed any part of what we're talking about, jump on over to YouTube and listen to Finding Happiness with Todd Packin. Thank you so much again for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kim. You're the greatest. Thank you.
All right, you too. Thank you so much. Take care. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Barbara Dowse. And, of course, she is a certified facilitator with Proctor and Gallagher Institute, as well as an author, speaker, success coach, and a business growth accelerator. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Barbara Dowse is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, D-A-O-U-S-T.com. Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to give away a gift certificate to Laura's Dish House. And I'm so excited to be giving back and hearing from all of our listeners out there. And of course, all you have to do is call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. My next guest is Barbara Dowse, and of course, I'm sure you've heard of her. She is an amazing lady, and I'm so honored to be working with her. And of course, Barbara, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me, Kim.
Of course. Talk to us a little bit about where you're at, what you're doing. I know you're starting lots of new things. And of course, you know, the thing that I've learned is it's really about who you work with. And you want to set your heights high so that you're working with high achievers. Is that correct?
Well, I help high achievers and ambition-driven entrepreneurs, peak performers, and I also help people, you know, gain clarity around how to achieve what they say they want to do but are not doing it.
Right. But at the same time, when you are working with people, you know, that you kind of look at their track record of where they've been, who they're mixing with, right? And that's kind of where, what do they say, the five people that you're with are kind of like who you end up being. And so you want to set your heights high, correct?
Yeah. You always want to be surrounded with people who support your dreams rather than the negative Nellies and the David Downers who are not believing in you. Or you know, sometimes need to protect your dream from some people that are like family members or people that are very familiar with you and know you, and go hang out with some dreamers and hang out with people who are getting the results that you want in your life. And let yourself be influenced and stretched.
I love that. And so when you're working with, like you said, peak performers and high achievers, what is it that is so different about them and how they have a drive?
No, what I've noticed is the difference, first of all, is the desire to achieve a goal or to aim in a direction and to get highly focused, having clarity, starting with some clarity around the direction that they are aware is going to pull them out of their comfort zone. And, you know, if you think of an Olympic athlete who is in constant pressure, practice of getting better and getting better and getting better. It's not without obstacles. It's not without pain. It's not without pushing through the comfort zone, right? So a lot of it is about knowing where you are and understanding that to get to a higher or a heightened place in your life is to break up with the old self, you know, right, and declaring that it's time for change and knowing that you need support or you need to hang out with the people that we were just talking about.
Correct.
Or you
yeah.
design a plan, you get into a strategy, you work with a mentor, a coach, or an accountability partner, and create some deadlines, you know, so that, or goal lines, I rather say, so that you are pulled in the direction rather than letting everything else that is going to sabotage you get in the way. And that's where we, you know, we grow up with our teachers and our parents, and we go to college and universities, and we have our classes, and we have to meet our, you know, our tests and pass our tests, and we've got support. And then we go out into the workplace and we still have support, and that we've got to be, you know, hit some goals or we've got a job to do. But when you're an entrepreneur, how do you, you know, the issue really is, how do you stay focused on reaching higher, going past what you already know?
Got it. So let me ask you this. Are there tools and strategies or skills that anyone can learn to become successful?
Absolutely. Success can be taught. You know, the good news is that there are success principles, and there are, you know, ways to grow confidence. And the more confident that you become, then the more you know yourself and the more you can guide yourself in the direction of your dream. I work with a realtor who is in the top 1% in the country, and we get really clear on her targets, and she's committed to her growth. She knows her why. She loves what she's doing, and she just keeps aiming in the direction of the life that she is dreaming of, and gets closer and closer and closer to it. And so with some strategies like write down your goals and get clear on the images in your mind, speak it as you want it. Affirmations are really power statements. We are affirming all day long, whether we know it or not, but most people are affirming what they can't have versus the focus on what you can have. So it's the
right.
set of consistent actions that compound over time, essentially working with paradigms and limited beliefs that are holding us back, and then structuring it in such a way that you create a new paradigm. And that's done through repetition. That's done through awareness. It's done through understanding it takes practice. It gets a little messy, and change is complicated. We don't like to change. But if we
right.
set
and
ourselves
so-
up, then we will
right.
have, you know, a better chance.
And so that's where we would say some of the reasons that people get in their own way, what stops them from playing that bigger game, correct?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, confidence, a lot of people don't understand it, even myself, you know, in the past, didn't understand that when you give yourself a command and you don't follow through on it, you're not giving yourself the opportunity to trust yourself. And but if you give yourself a command and you follow through, then you can say, I can trust that I'm going to commit. And then that builds confidence. And over time, it's a compound effect. But if you're in an excuse, a justification, a rationalization, these are just programs and paradigms, conditions, old stories or traumas or beliefs that keep us stuck in the familiar. Again, because we don't like change, our brain is constantly looking for threats. It's looking for a way to survive. But our brain is also a goal-seeking organism. It's just, it needs direction. And a lot of the time we try using the same mind to change what isn't working. We've got to get into a new mind. And the way to do that is to start growing our awareness and our consciousness by hanging out with people who inspire us, ignite us, light the fire, and then hold us accountable and hold ourselves. You know, in by setting ourselves up for success, I like to bookend my day, set up a structure in the morning, set up a structure in the evening so that I'm guiding my goal-seeking organism.
I love that. I love that. Let me ask you, you've worked with so many people. What is the qualities, or what is the person that has gone the furthest that you've worked with, and then the person that really wants it but just can't get out of their own way? What do you think's holding them back?
You know, that's a great question. I worked with Tara Lipinski, so that's an Olympic athlete. And you know, I worked with her when she was like 17, and she had already won the gold medal in figure skating. And the observation of her was she was very driven and very committed and very dedicated and knew what she wanted, and then just kept focusing on practicing. The amount of times that I saw her, you know, get up on the rink and do a triple Lux and fall and get back up again, no complaints, just knew that that was the direction she wanted to go in. And then when I was working with her on a movie, she just wanted to keep practicing, like knowing her own limitations and making a conscious effort to improve. Whereas, you know, sometimes people who are stuck in a rut are not aware that their neural pathways are stuck in a program and idea or a limited belief, but primarily they're stuck in a low self-image, you know, which causes low self-esteem, low self-worth, low self-confidence, and, you know, not understanding their value, not loving themselves, and really buying into a story that's no longer serving them. And until they work around, and I don't believe that you have to therapize and, you know, go back in and dig out the past as much as, you know, start aiming in the direction of your dream, watch where these beliefs try to sabotage, acknowledge them, and create a new story. And that's what I work with people on, you know, finding the parts of themselves they haven't yet met is by connecting to a future self and see how you can connect the dots to that future self, bring that future to you now, and understand it has to start with maybe creating a couple of new habits and growing aware of a behavioral pattern that keeps showing up, and then saying, oh, I'm shining the light on that, so I can change it. Because if you're not going to change it, it's just going to keep showing up and showing up and showing
in
up.
In every avenue that you do. I love that. You have a free online master class coming up next week. Can you just tell us about that and, you know, and share what that is and how people can get involved?
A free online master class called Ambitious Entrepreneurs Who Want Next Level Results. Outperform your limitations, and I'll be going over 5 keys to cracking the code to success. And people can go to my website and to book a session with me, and I can send them to the link. It'll be an Eventbrite invitation, and I will send that out to them.
I love that. Okay. So let me ask you the last question. You help people, help your clients reach their next goal. What is the first step for our listeners listening right now as they're grabbing their phone numbers, your number, and how they can get in touch with you? What is their first step?
The very first step is to sit down and fantasize, relax, dream, daydream, and make a list of all the things you want, and money, time, family, limitations, none of that is in the way. And most people, Kim, won't allow themselves to dream big. And as soon as they put conditions on it, there goes the dream, because people get into the how. But when you just really say, I want, you know, to travel to the Maldives, and you put that down and you write that down and you speak it every day. And then, you know, it's really fascinating how it's called the bridge of events, that synchronicities, people, places, circumstances start to show up if you are really allowing yourself to have the dream and to get out of the way. That's part of the challenge, you know, because the neural pathways that are stuck in a rut in the old self, in the old program, are going to constantly show up to say, no, you can't have it. But most people believe that they can, you know, they can't have what they believe someone else can have. So the first step is down, dream, fantasize. What are your personal wants? What are your professional wants? Go big and, you know, and stretch and see what excites you and scares you. But if you know how to do it, you're going in the wrong direction.
That's not scaring you. I love it. I love it. Barbara, you always just inspire me, and I love what you do. How do my listeners find out more about you, and how do they get to play with you to get a bigger game?
They can go to my website and book a Breakthrough Your Inner Ceiling session with me at www.barbaradouse.com. They can also call, speak with me about my upcoming virtual online event. That's free, 818-378-5717.
There you go. And again, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone. And thank you again for sharing your success with us to help so many other people.
Thank you so much for having me, Kim, as always.
You got it. All right. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And of course, when we come back, we are going to be talking with registered dietitian Delina Satoris. Again, we're going to talk about really spring cleaning for your wellness. And so stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
What an amazing time, what a family. How did the years go by? Now it's only me.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's bring our next guest on, Delina Sotis. And, of course, she is a registered dietitian. Let's welcome Delina.
March is National Nutrition Month, and it's time to spring clean your wellness. And, of course, that means maybe giving your refrigerator a makeover. And, of course, joining us today is registered dietitian, Delina Sotis. Delina, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself. And I love, you know, we all go through spring cleaning our homes, but sometimes I actually just did this, where you look at, make sure your expiration dates are good in your refrigerator and just things that might look okay, but you dig a little deeper and they need to be getting, you need to get rid of them, correct?
Yeah, so we should be taking a look at what's in there and getting rid of anything that, you know, is not good anymore. You don't want your fridge smelling stinky, so definitely getting rid of those things is key. But honestly, you know, it's important to stay organized because studies show that you're 3 times more likely to reach for healthier foods if they're organized and visible in the fridge. So visibility is important.
I totally agree. Like, really, in life, right? And everything, you get out of your car, you take everything you didn't need in there, and you come out and you have a clean car. It's kind of the same thing with your refrigerator. And so when you say keeping it organized, what should we have in the front?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, we are so busy now, and sometimes cooking can be a drag for a lot of people. So having things organized, pre-cut, ready to use, you're going to reach for those veggies, those fruits, a lot easier if they're front and center and just ready to eat, right? So I like to pre-cut my veggies, especially onions and peppers, because I love adding them to egg scrambles and omelets, to pastas, to my proteins. So when I open my fridge and I'm getting ready to, you know, cook, I'm going to see that, you know, prepped onions and peppers, I'm going to grab it and I'm going to toss it into something. The same thing with fruit. My kids come home starving from school. So they open the fridge, fresh fruit is cut for them, and they're able to, you know, visibly see them and go for it because it's enticing. They're looking at them and they look so delicious. So keeping them front and center and ready to go so that you don't have to do much is going to help you a lot.
I love that. And I do love scrambled, you know, eggs scrambled with lots of vegetables. And it is true, is if eggs are so easy to pop open, but if you have everything else ready, it's like pop it all in and go, right?
Yes, yes. And I actually have a feta and tomato egg muffin recipe that's so good. My kids call them egg cupcakes. Yeah. So, yeah, they're so cute. Yeah, you can make it ahead of time, and you can keep it in your fridge for up to 3 days. You can have it for breakfast, for lunch, even for a snack. I mean, I cut it up, and I toss it in a salad. I make a breakfast sandwich sometimes in the morning with them, or I just have it as a snack throughout the day. And I love using Eggland's Best eggs because they provide 6 times more vitamin D, 25% less saturated fat, and 10 times more vitamin E compared to ordinary eggs at the grocery store. So one little muffin is going to give you so much nutrition.
So how do we make that?
So you can find the recipe over at ebfamilysweets.com along with another recipe for an air-fried breakfast burrito, which
Ooh,
is so good. Yes.
Okay, you're making me hungry. So I love it. Give out that website one more time for our listeners.
Yes, it's ebfamilysweets.com, and you can find the EB Better Family Sweepstakes there. So your listeners can enter to win a new fridge, a year supply of Eggland's Best eggs, and a virtual consult with myself and Joanna and Clea from the Home Edit team. I don't know if you know who they are,
oh,
but they're celebrity
them.
Home
yes.
organizers.
Of course. Are you kidding me? I think I'm like, I just did my whole pantry out and the refrigerator for them. So, yes, I love them. What a great, exciting thing. Okay, cool. So one last time for our listeners that might be driving, don't write this down. It will be in my website, but definitely say it one more time.
Yeah, so it's ebfamilysweets.com, and you can get all of the organizing tips there, the recipes, and information on how to enter.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Really good stuff, and I hope you'll come back.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Take care. And, of course, our next guest, we have no idea how critical sleep is. And, of course, expert Dr. Carlos Nunes is going to be talking to us about that. Let's welcome Dr. Nunes. We're going to be talking about sleep disorders, and many are undiagnosed. And it's funny, you know, when you're young, or when I was young, I'm going to say, and you just thought you could go 24/7 and you didn't think it really mattered. As you get a little bit older, you realize how important sleep is and how it's really healing your body, your mind, your soul. And so let's welcome Dr. Carlos Nunes. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit. Of course, we're coming up to National Sleep Awareness Week,
and World Sleep Day and Daylight Savings Time. And, of course, that always kind of throws people off a little bit. But how is it tell us a little bit about your background and who you are.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, I'm the chief medical officer at a company called ResMed. So I'm a physician. ResMed is the world's leading provider of digital health and medical therapies and solutions for all sorts of respiratory conditions, from sleep apnea to COPD to asthma, as well as a variety of different solutions. It's an amazing company, but the most important thing is we help everybody breathe and sleep better, which is so important because, you know, everybody sleeps and everybody breathes.
Yeah, very true. There you go. You got a definite market there. So let me ask you, how does sleeping help us?
Yeah, sleep is one of the three pillars of good health: sleep, diet, and exercise. You know, we obsess as Americans, especially over diet and exercise, but we often allow our sleep to suffer because, you know, either we wear it as a badge of honor, oh, I can survive on 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night, I'm fine, or we just don't recognize that poor sleep has devastating consequences on your health. I mean, in the short term, one, you know, poor night's sleep, you're tired the next day. It means you're at increased risk for everything from like car accidents to just performing poorly at work. You make poor choices about the food you eat when you're tired. You also don't exercise at all or effectively if you do. So it is literally the single most important thing we can do for our health and wellness every single day.
Wow. Okay. So let me ask you this. If you're having one of those nights, and this does happen to me, where I can't turn my brain off, my mind's working harder than it worked in the day, that kind of thing. How do you go to sleep if you can't go to sleep?
Yeah, you know, that's a very, very common complaint. And, you know, we just recently did a survey and found that half of Americans report that stress or thoughts like stressful thoughts keep them up at night and is impacting the quality of their sleep. It's difficult. And for everybody, the solutions are different. I would say the most important thing is start with your physician. The survey that I referenced, one of the other findings that was quite surprising, half of Americans say their doctors never ask them about their sleep quality. So if they're not asking you, you need to ask them. Some types of insomnia respond to a variety of different therapies, from behavioral to medicines and things like that. But you also want to make sure you don't have a more serious underlying sleep condition, like, say, sleep apnea, that might be impacting the way you sleep. So whenever you have questions, start with your doctor.
Now, what about breathing? You talked about breathing. What do you have for us for breathing?
Yeah, so it's interesting. One of the most common breathing disorders is actually associated with sleep, and it's the one I referred to before, sleep apnea. It's it's a fascinating disorder because it's one of the most prevalent conditions in humans. There are a billion, that's with a B, people that have sleep apnea. That's twice the number of people with diabetes. That's many times the number of people with things like certain types of cancers or heart conditions that we talk about all the time. But the scariest thing is of those billion people that have sleep apnea, about 80% are completely undiagnosed, untreated, and unaware of the condition. And it can be devastating because later in life, you're at increased risk for everything from heart disease, stroke. There's early evidence that shows increased risk for things like Alzheimer's. And a recent study showed if you have untreated sleep apnea, you are more at risk of dying from any medical cause than someone who has successful therapy for that condition. So it is deadly. It is devastating. But there is something you can do about it.
So what can we do about it? And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Dr. Nunes, and we're talking about your sleep. This is coming up to National Sleep Awareness Week, and we've got solutions for you. So what can we do?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the first thing is if you have any concerns about your sleep, if you snore and you have a person who has said your snoring is really loud, or it might sound like you stop breathing while you snore, little pauses, or even longer than little pauses, start with your doctor. Talk to your physician. If you do have sleep apnea, just to describe what it is, it's a condition where you stop breathing multiple times an hour. A mild case of sleep apnea means you suffocate 5 to 15 times an hour, every hour while you sleep. And it's important because you never get a restful night's sleep. Your body is being deprived of oxygen. And as I said, scientific studies have shown now that if you have untreated sleep apnea, you're at increased risk for all of those things I mentioned, heart disease, dementia, and what we call in the medical field all-cause mortality, dying from any cause, heart attacks, strokes, car accidents, whatever. Untreated sleep apnea puts you at increased risk of just dying in general. And that should be scary enough for people to ask your doctor, how can I sleep better? Do I have to worry about my snoring or some other condition?
I love it. Okay, really good advice. And definitely the biggest thing you're saying is if you have any of these symptoms, definitely talk to your doctor. There's things that you can do. And by actually taking care of them, you lower your risk by huge amounts, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it's really, really important. Even if you don't have an underlying sleeping disorder like insomnia or sleep apnea, getting good sleep, as I said earlier, it's the single most important thing you can do for your health and your wellness.
Dr. Carlos Nunez, where do we find out more information about this and about you?
There is a great website. It's sleepforbettertomorrow.com. Great information about sleep health, mind to see if you might be at risk for other sleep disorders. Sleepforbettertomorrow.com. It's a great place to start.
Thank you again for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I always end my show with a moment of happiness. A little bit of progress can add up to big results. Don't ever give up. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'll talk to you next week.